Welcome into 11 personnel presented by Montreal Bank. Three special editions today. I'm Nick Rouse, and Adam Luckett, and we're on the road.
We just watched Davion Campbell commit to the University of Kentucky.
It was a great time. We're excited to be here. We're excited to have our friends at Monticello Bank bring you 11 personnel. They've been in business, what, 278 years?
Long
they've got
78
branches in 147 Kentucky counties. It's incredible. The numbers are off the charts. They'll put the numbers on your side because that's where people matter. NBCBank.com, Monticello Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Are those numbers correct? No, but we're not the numbers guys. You're kind of a numbers guy.
Well, I get lost in the spreadsheet sometimes.
Yeah, but they're the numbers people. We trust them to get the numbers right at Monticello Bank. But there are some good numbers today. Kentucky's got the number 23 recruiting class because they just landed the number 167 overall prospect in the 25 recruiting class when Javion Campbell announced his commitment to Kentucky, picking the Cats over Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, we're back live. We had some technical difficulties, but we're back. Did we say anything in this show?
Not a whole lot.
No. Did we do the Monticello Bank thing?
We didn't do Monticello Bank.
Okay. Thanks, Monticello Bank. So I like it.
We just unveiled the rest of Kentucky's recruiting class. You just missed that.
Yeah,
so sorry about that.
Yeah, we had so many commitments. We were going to report. We were going to break. But like it, you were stressing the importance of winning head-to-head recruiting battles with the big dogs. We talked about it previously, going in the South and winning a few of them in the SEC footprint with guys like Andrew Purcell.
Yeah.
Now Alabama comes to the state of Kentucky. They do their – when they want guys, they usually get them, not this time, because Javion Campbell is a cat.
To me, like, I think you got to look at this class and last year's class, specifically defensive line recruiting. Last year's class, Brian Robinson, Gerard Smith, both top 200, top 250 players – Javion Campbell's right inside the top 200 right now. It's a sign, Nick. Not only geography matters. Like some people don't want to admit that, but it does matter. But it's not everything. You still have to go out and win and wrap up the battles. Last year, you know, they beat out Michigan, flipped Gerard Smith from Michigan, and this time Alabama, Miami, Georgia, Ohio State was sniffing around. Notre Dame was involved in this recruitment at one point. So you beat out some big schools for Javion Campbell, but this is how you. You know, there's high expectations for this defensive line this year. Yeah. Rightfully so, with what the returning pieces they have.
You got a guy like Deion Walker, the expectations should be high.
But you don't want it to slip away. How do you prevent that from slipping away? Recruiting. Like, high-quality recruiting
school
ones.
Recruiting, too.
And perfect example. What did we just see in the portal window, right? We saw schools overpaying in mass amounts for defensive line prospects, just looking for warm bodies, help, and overpaying for that.
Brandon Lane from Michigan State, would he commit to like three different schools?
Snip, snap. So that shows you that you better address this position via high school recruiting. If you don't, it's going to be hard to find players outside of that because everyone wants these big, strong, tall, athletic dudes who can impact the game from the inside out. And so it's very, very essential and important to win these recruiting battles, and that's how you win games. And so for Kentucky, I think they finally got that defensive line in a really good spot where it's going to be a top 15 unit in the country, a top 5 unit in the SEC this year, at least on paper as we enter the season. Mm-hmm. Now you want to keep it that way. To keep it that way, you got to win recruiting battles like this. In consecutive classes, you're starting to see that. Even in the class before that, Kendrick Gilbert and Tavion Gatson were top 500 players. So you're stacking some high-quality players and prospects in that defensive line room, and I think there's a lot to be excited about. And Javion Campbell was kind of icing on the cake here a little bit. Yeah. It's like, look at all this good work you've done, and it's leading to allow you to win a big recruiting battle like this.
This was no doubt a big-time recruiting battle, and Kentucky just – they keep racking them up, right? The dice are hot, as we like to say. Vince Merrill's done an excellent job. I want to say he's probably the primary guy on 8 or 9 of the 15 commitments. Kentucky's now up to number 13 in the 2025 on 3 industry ranking recruiting class rankings. And the part that's remarkable, like, and I was going back and I was looking through some of the old class rankings because I really thought, like, this is kind of starting to smell like this is going to be maybe one of the best classes they've had. And you look, 21 was their high water mark with Keontae, Berrion Brown.
22.
That was the high water mark at number 17 overall. They had 3 top 200 players. 2014, they had a ton of 4-stars, and they got up to number 1 at one point. They had 1 top 200 player.
Yeah.
They've already got 4 top 200 guys now. This is the 4th, and Dwayne Galloway is announcing later this week. Right. He could be the 5th. Mm-hmm. So the top-end talent of this class is looking pretty crazy. And here's the other part, too, that you were talking to me about earlier. Campbell's stock's going to go up. Rivals still hasn't bought stonks in them. They need to. They need to buy some stonks in Javion Campbell because the ceiling's very high, mm-hmm. right? Like, he just started playing football, which I'm not going to lie. When we first started covering Campbell's recruitment, I was like, I've heard he's only played 1 year, but I'm not sure. Like, are we sure this guy could be this good right away?
Right.
Like, no, he's only played football for 1 year.
Yeah, I think, again, geography matters. It's not everything, but it matters. Where are all these highly rated recruits from? Ohio and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kentucky's home territory when it comes to high school recruiting. And now you got to close, and that matters. I think, you know, NIL matters a little bit here too, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, there's more for Kentucky to sell kids locally than maybe there was in 2015.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And so I think that certainly helps. And
I mean, if you just kind of outline where we're at, what we're doing, I mean, this is the craziest commitment ceremony I've ever been to. We had a freaking ice cream truck out here. We're eating ice cream. I got a couple footballs, got some cookies. Look at this setup. We got Wi-Fi.
Had an NFL receiver here.
Yeah, Wandale Robinson's here. Like, it really, when you look at what this is, it makes sense why Kentucky was able to seal the deal because nobody else could offer this, right? Like, if he's picking any other school, you can't have all of this. I mean, there's 50 so people out here. You're giving away. I'm really excited about these footballs I'm bringing home. They didn't give that out at Moore for JJ Weaver's recruitment. They did have balloons though. That was pretty sweet. I enjoyed that. I also was really glad that I didn't have to worry about my Wi-Fi here. There's nothing worse.
Yeah.
You feel personally responsible when your phone has bad service and you're trying to stream the event. So apologies for the early technical difficulties.
Take some stress off our guy Peak.
Yes,
for sure.
It really does. And we appreciate that we have Peak here. We also appreciate Cruising for a Cause. You heard about this, Luggett?
I have.
For a Cause?
Tell me more.
Are you a cruiser? You like to go on a cruise in your whip? You probably got a fancy whip. I bet if you did some business here, you would have a fancy whip that you could take Cruising for a Cause out July 6th at Valvoline World Headquarters in Lexington, Kentucky. Nice little car show. Tickets, all proceeds are benefit Habitat for Humanity. It's going to be great weather this weekend. 4th of July weekend is long. When things start to settle down, just going out there. It's July 6th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Valvoline World Headquarters. Register your car for $20, $10 for general admission. All proceeds are going to Habitat for Humanity. So go on in. Check out Cruising for Cause this weekend at Valvoline World Headquarters in Lexington. We appreciate y'all joining us here on the KSR YouTube channel for a very special surprise episode. It was a bit of a surprise. Talking with Coach Vanderpoel, I was most curious about, all right, so what was it really like? How tough was it to really get this guy out on a football field? What was the learning curve, right? Because I don't know about you, like, I remember the first time getting hit. I didn't like it. You can embrace the contact eventually, but it takes some getting used to. And Coach Vanderpoel was like, you know, I'd like to take a lot more credit, but he had a lot of it naturally. And that makes sense. Like, when you watch him play, and he said a big part of it was just the effort and the energy that he brought every day, where – the reason why EKU offered him before he ever played a snap of varsity football was because during a spring workout, they're having a spring game, he chased down a screen from one side of the field to the other to make a play. And that's the kind of – that's the stuff that's hard to teach. And now combine that with some good teaching, and you can get one damn good player.
Now, football's a sport of leverage, striking, a sport of inches, but it's also a sport of one-two. Like, that's an effort. You know, you don't want to coach effort level, right? With anything. You want guys who want to be here.
Stoops likes to say, I want to say whoa instead of giddy up.
Yeah, I mean, what do they say every year at NFL draft or when Vince Merrill gets on the National Signing Day and we're at Kroger Field and he's talking, well, guys who love football, right? Now, now what does that mean? You know, you want guys who like to play, who enjoy the process of playing. I think when you turn on JV and Campbell's film, Nick, you see them raw – in the raw traits and the potential, but you also see effort level. You also see him chasing the ball away from his area, running down the field, trying to make a tackle. You see buy-in. You see effort. And that's something that's very intriguing, especially with a player or a prospect that has the physical traits that he has, that has the length, that has the size, that has the speed, the foot speed, the quickness, the twitch that he has. I mean, so that makes you – it makes it feel like a safer bet. Like, if we're going to bring this kid in, we're going to really be able to mold him into something special, and he's really going to have a chance to really become potentially an NFL draft pick down the road.
Javian's 6'5", 260 on our website. I think 270 now? 270? 275 now. Pretty good. That's pretty good size. Yeah. I apologize to whoever was on KS Board asking for a picture to cop size. Did not get that. He's much larger than me. He's a defensive lineman that's going to play in the SEC. The thing I like, too, watching Javion play is that you see some plays where he's doing his job and he doesn't realize he's winning the rep until he's won it, right? Like, there's like I'm fighting through these blocks and like, oh, here's the ball carrier, I'll just tackle him. That's the kind of stuff where it's like, all right, you can take some coaching. Now, having that sense of awareness, those reps, like Stoops talks about it a lot with corners, but – you know, for him, all of it, like it's going to be fun watching him play football this fall, seeing how much, because I'm sure for a lot of this is you're kind of drinking from a fire hydrant when you're starting to play ball. And he's grown with it. He's played well, and he's a great athlete. All-time leading scorer in basketball here at Western Hills.
Oh, wow.
The Wolverines, yeah. So impressive. He can hoop. He can put up some buckets. His brother's playing a little college ball now. Can you beat your brother one-on-one? Any day, every day. All right.
You heard it here first.
Hang out for a second? More coming after that. Yeah, we'll just have some fun. Nothing serious. I know we talked to you already, so we won't get any boring questions. But so, less boring question. What's it like riding on the golf cart with Vince Merrill?
Ride on the golf cart? Yeah. I haven't rode on the golf cart.
Golf cart yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
That's, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
That's where all the big dogs go.
They're selling you short. That's usually how he closes the deal.
I've been to it before. I never got on a golf cart with him.
Okay. Well, Vince, get on it. Get we need to get JV on the golf cart. How official visit? How much fun was that?
It was fun, just like hanging out with everybody, the players and the coaches. It was just overall fun, you know.
What's the swag situation? Because I saw the photo shoot. Like, they have some pretty cool stuff on there for y'all.
Yeah. It was like just different, just like wearing the jersey and the shoulder pads in the white and blue. It just feels good. Yeah.
Feels good. Were you were you a regular ever at Kroger Field when the Cats have been rocking and rolling? Were you a fan before the football thing popped?
Like, I really didn't watch like college like sports at all, like growing up. Really, I just like watched NBA and stuff.
So. All right, so
favorite NBA team?
Yeah.
Or favorite player?
See, people are going to hate because I like Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Yeah, I can
so
see
you
that.
Trust the process.
Yeah.
Because he's a big guy, you're a big guy.
Yeah,
working exactly. On post moves. Yeah, yeah. I see that.
What do you think about Paul George?
Oh yeah, I used to watch he went?
Yeah, Sixers.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
We're breaking the news.
Okay. Dang. Nice, okay. Yeah. Oh, great.
So I do want to ask you about your hoop game. What's it look like? Are you back to the basket? You facing up, driving? How's Javion Campbell getting buckets?
So usually I just like have my back to the rim type stuff. So like I just do hook shots, spin move, layups and all that. I just literally play to my like back to the rim and I just like get boards and all that. Just a double double.
Yeah. So, did you see anything from, like, when you're a basketball player growing up, you play basketball a long time, when you start playing football, is there anything specific, like, you do on the basketball court that relate to football, whether it be footwork or using angles, banging bodies, anything relate or translate for that?
Really just, like, the physicality, just being in the paint, you know, just, like,
right.
Always – because I used to be, like, fouling now, like
– No fouls in football.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the good part about football. Like, I used to foul out, like, almost every game and get offensive, like, fouls just by, like, moving people. So, like, football, like, I can move without getting in trouble, really. And with the footwork part, yeah, kind of, like, doing, like, spin moves and, like, all these, like, quick movements in the post, it relates to football as well. So.
I bet they hack-a-shack you a little bit too. You're the biggest guy out there. They're gonna beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, they do. People be jumping on my back, hitting me, pushing me, all that. And the ref just say, "Oh, he's too big. You can't do nothing else about it. So just let him."
So are we gonna finish out? Are we gonna play one more season of high school hoops? Or are we doing the early enroll thing?
Yeah, for sure. I'm playing another season there to finish out my season.
Nice.
So strong.
All right. Your brother's playing ball right now, right down in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
How exciting is it to follow him along? And so, what you say you could beat him though? Do y'all still y'all go one on one when he's home?
We haven't went one on one. We've been like playing like 5v5, but you know I still be working them and doing my thing. So,
I don't know if I have another great football question for you. Do you have a good football question for him, Luckett? I don't know if I do or not, because
Start playing. This is cool moment. Like playing football is cool. What was the first moment where you're like, man, this is fun?
Probably when I got like my first sack.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like second play of our first game. Like, I just like sacked the quarterback and like, it just like had like a great, I had a great feeling just like after that.
And it's like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, wow, you know. So
14 and a half last year. What's the number this fall? How many sacks?
Honestly, I have no clue. I'll just see what happens.
I'm going to say 22 and a half.
22 and a half?
Yeah. If you tell coach over there, put you in a tight end in the red zone so you get some touchdowns this year?
Yeah, maybe. If he lets me.
I think we should have a go-on package for you, JB. Hey, appreciate you hanging out with us, though, man, and having us. This was a lot of cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah. Big Blue Nation, Javion Campbell.
Yeah, news guy. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks,
JV. Well, that was cool. I did not expect him to hang out with us, but that works out well for our audience. I hope
you see, this is the these are the advantages, Nick, of when you can go live on location. You never know what's going to pop up. You know, our Media Day podcasts get a little wonky sometimes, a little wild, unpredictable.
Who do we – yeah, We had some weird stuff in media days last year.
I mean, we were on the rooftop, and that didn't really work for us. So we had to kind of move around about three or four times. So you never really know what's going to happen when you go live.
You never really know. The other thing I like to is like, he's having fun with this.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get a little too like a guy like Wandale, for instance, where we talked to earlier, and like it's good that he is where he's at now. Because there was a lot of pressure when he was in this situation,
sure,
you know, 5-6 years ago, or whatever. And he was recruited for a long time. Like, he had to deal with that weight for a very long time. And now he's just like, oh, I'm in year three. I'm finally healthy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can show everybody what I'm best at. Which, by the way, conversation with Wandale coming to KSR YouTube channel a little bit. Subscribe and enroll. No, we just subscribe.
Yeah, what's kind of unique about Javion Campbell is. Wando, right? You've been on the scene for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
we knew he was a major recruit as a freshman in high school.
Javion just showed up, and now it's like, oh, look at this guy's a hell of a prospect. And so it's unique, but it just shows you how football and how the process can work. Dude. You never know in the development chain when the player is going to hit and when it's going to really blow up.
And here's something for all you folks who want to run your kids to death playing one sport their whole lives. You either got it or you don't. Like, a lot of it's genetics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his grandmother said he was climbing up steps and walking when he was 9 months old. Yeah. She was like, he's different. Like, she saw they're big people.
Uh-huh.
That most of the guys in the NFL draft, they didn't start playing when they were 6 years old. You don't have to do that in order to be successful. You either got it or you don't.
And Javion explaining his basketball career really tells me he's been a football player at heart for a while. Because any football player that plays basketball, that's what they do. They're just in there banging.
We're fouling out.
So that Javion was doing that already, no wonder the transition went so smoothly.
Well, speaking of smooth transitions, my perfect franchise done that. I can't think of a more perfect transition than that. If you want to transition into franchising, new career, new whatever, Andy Ludicky will hook you up. Really, this worked out well for Andy. Joining our show now. He's a big recruiting guy. Look at us right here. Andy Ludicky. he'll help you with any franchising, career opportunities, whatever it might be. Andy's going to hook you up. He's helped many people reach the American dream with his consultation services. And the best part, they're all free. It's all free. His services are all free until, boom, bada bing, bada boom. Andy at myperfectfranchise.net. You can contact him at 404-973-9901, myperfectfranchise.net. Andy Ludicky, he's the man. And he'll be paying closer tabs on a bunch of other kids making announcements later on this week. Samari Reed is up next. His teammate at Monarch High School in Florida, Brian August, committed over the weekend. Well, we get a second one, had him all hit from the same school.
Yeah, this looks like, Nick, he's announcing on Wednesday, July 3rd. This looks like kind of a Kentucky-Penn State battle to me. West Virginia is involved. Ole Miss is involved. But
it's hard to get a beat on it, though.
Yeah, Penn State, it got him on campus twice within 3 months. They got the last OV. Mm-hmm. I would lean Nittany Lions here, but mm-hmm. I think Kentucky's got a decent chance right now. So we'll get to find out on Wednesday. But like you said, it was kind of quiet that he announced he was announcing on that day, and we don't really know where he leads. So I don't know if he's going to join Brian August in Lexington.
But you're a big fan of August.
Yeah, I just kind of like the movement skills you see from August. He can really move well, and I think he's a true left tackle prospect. You know, that's something that Kentucky's – they've struggled to find true tackle prospects in mm-hmm. high school, let alone. But he's a true tackle prospect. I like – you know, you bring in junior college transfer Anthony Kreese, who's kind of the same, high pass pro ceiling, true tackle prospect, left tackle. I think August is similar. He moves really well. He can strike. I think he's got a really high ceiling as a pass protector. And so it just gives you, I think, you know, plans to, you know, and you're spacing out your classes a little bit where you have multiple options there where how it's been.
Not
it's,
every
you know,
single one.
Well, you're scrambling. Yeah. Like where Kentucky's been, they've been in scramble mode in offensive line recruiting in a lot of ways. Portal heavy. That's not where you want to be at that position. And so I think he's a legit left tackle prospect. And I think he's got some interesting traits that could develop in Lexington.
I love that Javion just announced his future decision. He's got this big weight off his shoulder. He's hanging out on the KSR YouTube channel. And now he's jumping a car. Like, what can't this guy do? 5-tool prospect. With August, though, I like the athleticism. And it just comes down to a lot of things, which I typically am confident in. How much weight can this guy gain? Usually those big boys, I think it's a much more challenge than we take it for granted. how much that Malachi Woods having to eat and lift weights and eat every day. Those diet plans to get him to carry all that weight. You see guys like
Jagger Burton, I think that's probably a thing for him is keeping the weight on and getting the weight.
Was it Zach Woods? Who's the guard?
Zach West.
I was friendly with him back in college, and the amount of food he would have to eat just to maintain his weight. Mm-hmm. Like, and then as soon as he's done with school, it just drops it like a fly. Trey Jackson, same way.
Mike Golic Jr. tells a story when he was at Notre Dame, he would wake up every day at 3 a.m. and eat 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
It's exhausting.
On top of eating the 4 meals he would eat during the day. So, and then of course, when he gets out of playing, the weight just flies off. Keeping that weight for some of those guys, it's a hard thing. But then there's other guys where,
It's the opposite.
So you just never know.
But mentioned offensive tackles. The next commit coming up the day after, July 4th, on Independence Day, you're going to be slugging back some glizzies, penning some beers, celebrating America. And Jermeil Atkins, he's going to be announcing his decision. He officially visited Arizona State, Virginia Tech, and Minnesota, as well as Kentucky, but could be the third offensive tackle. He's a big guy. That picture of him and Stoops and Vince, you're like, oh, yeah, Jermeil Atkins, enormous human being. Enormous.
Yeah, and this was a guy like we see a lot of times, Nick. Like Ohio State gets a guy, camps, earns the offer, and then commits shortly after. Brody Lennon, perfect example here recently.
Yep.
This is like Kentucky's version of that. They got Atkins on campus. They worked him out. He did well enough, I think, where they brought him back for the OV.
Yep.
All signs point to Kentucky being the pick. I believe we both have RPM picks on Kentucky landing Atkins on July 4th, and that's been the big day in recruiting here. That's a new, unofficial holiday, and Kentucky's going to have a commit on that day, I believe, when Atkins announces and gives them another Ohio kid in his class as they continue to load up in the Buckeye State.
And he's kind of similar to Javion, where he started as a hooper, and then people convinced him, hey, you got a future in football. If you get out here, you've already got good footwork. We just need to teach you how to block, and – he could be the next one, another high-ceiling prospect. And last but not least, Dwayne Galloway announced on July 5th, the other top 200 prospect in Kentucky's crosshairs, who officially visited West Virginia, Purdue, and one other. Who's the other one I'm missing?
There was supposed to be a Penn State visit. That never happened, but Syracuse
is the other one. Syracuse,
Fran Brown is getting some prospects to visit on campus. They have a lot of buzz right now.
And Galloway's got some juice. I think in any other given year, he's an auto take for Ohio State, a Columbus kid who can run a 4.35 at camp. But they already got 2 5-stars at the position walked up. So, and hey, Quink's out. So he's not out there recruiting for Michigan. A great opportunity for Vince Merrill to land another big time guy. There's been some Purdue stuff where they're sneaking around trying to pull something off. But all in all, Vince Merrill's put the Cats in a great position to land another big time recruiting win.
Purdue had an early visit, got the early OV. There was buzz after that visit.
His cousin plays there, I believe.
Tavian Galloway, I think his name.
Yeah, tight end.
But I think Kentucky, when they got him on camp, midweek official visit, Nick. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't see a lot of them, but in those midweeks, you can kind of give more personal attention.
Yeah.
Where in a big weekend, you have, 8, 9, 10, whatever. Yeah. But in a midweek, you might be the one, or there might just be another. So you got, I think, a lot of one-on-one time with the Kentucky coaches. And I think Kentucky retook the lead, and they're expected to be the pick for him. Again, he's a player who's tested really well, would give them a third cornerback prospect. And I would like all three of those prospects. You look at Andrew Purcell, you look at DeMarcus Gardner, and then Dwayne Galloway would kind of be the big fish of that group.
Could be yet again
another top 200 player.
When it's all said and done. We'll have all the coverage throughout your holiday weekend while you're pounding hot dogs and chugging beers. We will be pounding away at our keyboards. I'll be popping more keys off. They're falling off. They're dropping like flies left and right. Got to get that fixed before football season starts. We can spend some time at a later day. Stockton Mortgage has been very generous with their time hosting us out here, as well as Coach, who's let us use his hotspot for a minute. So we don't want to keep him waiting too long. But we had Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC officially on July 1st. A lot of just random stories out there. Like Jeremiah Smith giving a jersey to his tattoo artist is hilarious.
Yes.
That is just college football comedy. And then, dude, Oklahoma, are they ever going to get over Lincoln Riley leaving them? They need something because Castiglione and the whole crew, they can't stop talking about Tebow, which if you don't know the abbreviation, the acronym, TBOW, they're not a big fan of that you-know-what out west. So I think they might hate Lincoln Riley more than we hated Rick Pitino when he was at Louisville. They cannot get over that.
They will not.
And the longer they go without probably, you know, competing for a national title or being
the harder it's going
to
be.
Yeah. And but to me, like, Nick, like, they gave Oklahoma the show, but it wasn't the same. Texas on Sunday, they gave them a 4-hour show. And we've already talked about Cristel Conte, their AD, who's a character.
Yeah.
They're flapping the gums. You know, Quinn Ewers at the Manning Pass Academy said we're the biggest game on everyone's schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
They're already doing
they don't lack confidence in Texas.
They're just being Texas. They're just unapologetically being Texas, and that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way.
It's going to be fun. It's going to make Media Days fun here in a few weeks.
And they're entering the unique part about all of it is they're entering the league with probably the best team they've had since, you know, Colt McCoy's 09 team, I would say. And so they've got a really good team. So how does that work? Yeah. And how quickly do the SEC fan? Because Arkansas and A&M,
they know how they work. Yeah,
like exactly. they get it, and it's going to be a lot of them. Just wait, you know, just wait, and it will not take long for the rest of the league to join them and just in the L word, loathe.
Yeah. We'll have a lot more to talk about next week, and then I believe after that we'll be in Dallas, right?
Yeah, from Sunday, us three will be hitting the road bright and early.
Oh, man.
To get down to our longest drive in SEC Media Days history.
It's going to
be some shenanigans.
An exciting time. We'll have four shows. We'll probably end up having four shows while we're down there. It's going to be an exciting time. It was an exciting day here in Frankfort as Javion Campbell committed to the Kentucky Wildcats, now the 23rd ranked recruiting class in the country, and that could grow even more before the week's over. For Adam Luckett, I'm Nick Roush. This has been 11 Personnel. Thank you.